like to call it the most hurtful time of the year, and that is because we tell each other on the show New Year's resolutions for each other. Things that maybe we think they should be working on. Yeah. Maybe things we think they should stop doing that they don't even know they're doing in the first place.
I think the audience got the point with the first 3 days of this. We don't need
today
to
is your day, Jared. Oh. Today is your day. Anybody volunteer?
I'll go.
Okay.
So, Jared, as you know, everyone on the show knows, we throw around the term toxic king a little bit. And we came to the conclusion that neither me or you or I are toxic kings. Really, when it comes down to it, we are not the toxic kings that we say we are. We're kind of simps in a way.
Big time.
But I think when it comes to being a simp,
can you explain simp?
Simp is when
a fan of the Simpsons.
Yeah, a fan of the Simpsons. No, simps is when you'll go head over heels for a significant other, no matter what the scenario is. You're like over the top, almost doing too much. You're almost a slave to this person, and will do anything they want. And
isn't that what every woman wants?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a turn off.
To a degree.
Yes, but I feel like your simpness is at a dangerously high level when it comes to women. Women control your control you way too much. When like your decision making, what you want to do, and so my the New Year resolution was to actually be more of a toxic king. Okay. Know your worth. Be able to cut a woman off when the second she goes against a value of yours, cut it off then and there. Don't let her control you. Don't let her make your decisions for you.
Can you provide a specific example?
I probably could say a specific example, but Jared's my dog, so I'm not going to say the specific example.
So basically just stop living for the pee.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
In short.
No, I mean, I think it's, I can't disagree. I actually want to give Squid a hug because there's nothing more dead on than what he just said.
Yeah. Excuse me, what about the phone and the Instagram post?
But all this stuff affects your life, but it really affects my life. No, and I've been in situations where I have given people second chances that it may have my reasons, but like maybe I shouldn't have. I don't know. And then definitely against things that I would never. I think the best thing is everyone posed to me was by my therapist. That's when I explained certain scenarios. He said, if someone came to you and explained the exact same scenario, what would your advice be to them?
Yeah.
And my advice would be, and I would say, run. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, because they don't tell you what to do. They just said something to consider. Mm-hmm. So you're exactly right, Squid. And I don't know why, because I wasn't raised that way.
Yeah.
Is that if, you know, somebody treats you, not if you're married, you should try to work it out. But if you're dating someone and they're treating you poorly or something happens and people do make mistakes, that you're cut your losses.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a very tough time doing that. A very, very tough time.
But is it always, are you referring to when a woman always treats him poorly or just any woman he just meets on any given day?
Oh, no, it's not. I don't do it with everybody. No.
Well, I mean, maybe, so, yes, women you have relationships with, yes. Everything we're saying, yes. But then I think one thing that'll help that just came to mind, one thing you need to do this year is have a boys' weekend. Mm. Maybe get up with Sal, Costas, whoever, and then do something.
Why
with
is your
just,
name not in there?
Do what? Or what?
He doesn't want to hang out with you.
But no, yes, we can have a boys' weekend. No women involved. None. Hanging out with women will not be on the radar. Okay. We'll just watch some.
No talking to them. No texting.
No. We'll just go. We'll just, some weekend, a boys' weekend where it's just let's enjoy our own company without a woman involved.
I applaud that. Yes. You're right.
Yeah.
Yes. He doesn't like that.
He doesn't like that.
When you were saying that, actually made like, no, everything you're saying is true. Mm-hmm. I can't deny it. And I'm trying to learn why I do those things. But the guys' weekend where we're just guys doing guy stuff all the time, I don't know why that makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
But maybe it's something I should try.
And talk to your therapist about. Why does it make you feel weird?
Don't knock it till you try.
And it's not like a weird, like, it's some sort of sexual thing.
No,
I'm saying just like boring. It seems boring.
Yeah, this is bonding.
I mean, we can make it sexual.
Like me, Squid, and Sal, and, well, Matt's married, went out. And we could talk to girls. That's fun.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, girls. No girls.
I think what I really do
no
believe
girls
this.
No girls allowed.
I believe the
reason why Jared has a hard time doing a guy's type weekend with just the guys, Which is probably easier for a married person to do, to get away with the guys, than it is a single guy, because you're looking for a girl, right? That's hard. It is harder, because it's just like your girls' weekend. You're already married. You do a girls' weekend. I get it. When you're single, you do girls' weekend too. But if a guy came about, you're going to talk to them, right?
Yes. Right. If it comes about, right. But it's never the intention of like, oh, all the girls are going out for the weekend and we're going to go meet guys. Like, that's not.
But if it was like 10 single girls, that's going to be some of that. So if I do this, right, then I need to have like Matt come. Sorry, Matt, you're going to go. or just other married people. So it turns it like we're just doing guys. Because if you have like five single guys away for the weekend, you don't think they're going to talk to girls?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
And it's I think it's easier for a married guy to go on a, like when I go to, a bunch of guys went to Raleigh to go to the Bulls game. That's so easy for a married person. But if I was single like Jared and I still didn't have anybody that I was dating at the time, I'd rather like go somewhere that's the potential of meeting a girl.
Right. But wouldn't your whole point be to that? It's like making your guy friends the priority as opposed to making every woman who walks by the priority.
Now, to be fair,
remember when you were single?
Yes, I do. But also like you could go have a weekend and it not be about hitting on other women.
I think I wasn't married for a while. And every single time I possibly went out when I was single, it was back in my head the intention of possibly meeting a girl, whether it was with guys or not.
I'm also not the type that I don't really hit on people that I'm better, you know, with social media or just, you know, I don't drink and stuff. So I'm not going to bars to hit on people. It's like, I'm not even comfortable in those situations.
No, but sometimes with the guys weekend or something like that, this could develop something you don't expect happens.
I see.
That you just happen to be.
I think that's
doing.
Okay. That's okay. If we're having a boys weekend and we're at a restaurant.
We're at Topgolf or something.
Yeah, we're at Topgolf and then the girls next to us are talking and we chop it up.
But not trying to.
Yeah, not trying, not making it like a priority. If it happens organically, so be it.
It's not the reason you're going. Right. You're going to go to Topgolf. You're going to go to a sporting event. And if it happens while it's there, it's cool.
Fine.
But the plan is the other stuff.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. And no, I didn't do that. I was going to say, I did that once, but I didn't. I actually brought a girl. Never mind. It was a guy's weekend, and I actually brought... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
And sometimes that's the best case to meet somebody, too, is when you least expect it. I mean, you could have... It could be something weird. It could be like you went to a Panthers game and... You know, you actually, something happened there and it just,
you
connected.
Have to be sitting next to somebody.
It's weird.
But you're not trying.
The weirdest things can happen.
I can do that.
Okay. That's a good one.
Nice.
That's a good one. I feel like we made some progress there. Oh, Jason, you have to go.
Okay.
Jason's New Year's
we
resolution.
We got deep on that one.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Part of me thinks, why are we even doing this? Because every year we discuss some similar stuff and nothing ever gets fixed with any of us. It's true. We've probably said 88 years now. Get off your phone. Get off your phone.
I know.
It doesn't change. I mean, I don't know. Maybe a little bit. Mine is that I think Jared should work on. I think this will be better for you, too. I think you'd be, and this is hard, but I think this will be better emotionally for you, and you'll have more, you get more stuff done for you than wasting your time at times that I feel that Jared can be very vengeful and spiteful. If somebody does him wrong, like I see, it's not a quick jab. It is a major thought process that goes on for a long time to almost finally get back at the person, but could almost put you in a situation where that doesn't look good and that can result in really bad things happening. So I think you should be less vengeful and spiteful to other people when maybe it didn't go exactly the way you wanted or maybe they did you a little wrong. Does that make sense?
Can you give an example?
Hell no, I cannot. If I did.
Are you talking about like going through divorces? Oh, yeah. No, for sure. It's wasted energy.
No, I'm not even talking about divorce.
No. But I mean, I don't do that just with friends.
I don't think you normally know, even realize sometimes you do it.
Not like if it's a long protracted plan, yes, then I do realize it. Now I might do a jab here and there, but like what you're saying, yes, I've definitely felt like I wanted to get revenge on certain situations.
Mm-hmm. I think when you get
but it's
the
not
revenge,
productive.
I think it makes you feel good.
I don't know.
Part of me feels as though like I want in the moment I'm heated, but when I step back and think about it, I'm like I'm wasting my time here. Like, what is this going to do for me? I'm nothing. I could make myself better doing something else and wasting my time with that.
It's good advice. It is good advice.
Okay.
It is destructive.